Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. And my pleasure to continue to be with you. And you're going to be glad you hung out with me because we got our good buddy Jeffrey Zabar back on the show. Jeffrey is the author of a number of books on home office and micropreneuring and teleworking, including Safe at Home, including Home Office Know-How, including Teleworking and Telecommuting. Those are just three of his many outstanding works of small business. And he is the chief home officer, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Stella!
Folks, Jeffrey has a new dog, and they named it Stella. Now, who ever heard? I mean, who names a dog Stella?
Wait.
Stella is a wonderful name for a lady. But I just don't see it. I don't see it as a dog's name.
Well, you know what?
You wouldn't name a dog Carol or Sherry, right?
I'm a believer. You know what? The first fish we ever had, when we got a fish for our now 17-year-old daughter, Nicole, she named it Nancy. So,
holy mackerel.
No, it wasn't a mackerel. It was a little clownfish. But, no, I tell you what. Name a dog Stella, and then you'll find out how many people have dogs named Stella.
Are you serious?
We've found four or five people out there.
What, did you have to go on the internet or something to do this?
To find out? No, you just tell people, you know, take it to the vet, and the tech at the vet had a dog named Stella, and my daughter's dance teacher had a dog named
Folks,
Stella.
Folks, you may remember, if you've listened to Jeffrey in the past, they had a dog named Riley who provided a little ambiance in the background from time to time.
Live radio,
And Riley's gone to that great dog bowl in the sky, and he's eating his kibbles and bits in the clouds now, and they have a new dog named Stella. So congratulations on that. But I still can't believe that we named the dog Stella.
Well, it was, you know, Stella was one of the many that came up, and I wanted Nancy, but the kids wouldn't go for that.
And
I wanted
Spot or Muffy or Fluffy, those didn't work.
Those are dog names. I wanted Mrs. Bigglesworth.
So,
but they
truly, this animal is one of the children, right? I mean, this basically, or one of the parents, maybe.
Well, right now it's my dog. When she starts getting nutty and crazy and
right.
chewing on shoes, she
right.
becomes my kid's dog.
I got you.
So
now,
folks,
these are the kinds. You know, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing here, Jeffrey. These are the kinds of things that home-based business owners have to deal with.
This is kind of
the kids,
absolutely.
The dogs, the goldfish, whatever. If you're working it from home, whatever is going on at home is the environment of your business.
Yeah, and I think that's something to keep in mind. And all joking aside, you know, that we have millions of people who telework, corporate employees who want to work from home, and that's a question a manager should ask. You know, what's the, as you call it, the ambiance, you know, what are the distractions or chaos that are in your home office, even, you know, and if you're a 1099 or like myself, a self-employed mm-hmm. who works from home, you know, that's something you have to keep in mind, because sometimes, you know, I think back to, you know, about 15 years ago, 16 years ago, when Nicole was really an infant and asleep on the floor in my home office, and we had a dog back then named Romeo, and Romeo barked and woke the baby, and I was on the phone with a Fortune 500 CEO, and think back 16 years, you know,
mm-hmm.
oh, you work from home? You know,
yeah.
No one works
oh,
from
yeah.
home.
What's the matter? Can't get a regular job?
Exactly, and you, today it might be a little different, and I guarantee you'll find that Fortune 500 exec occasionally works from home himself.
That person's probably is working from home. In fact, I know some.
Right.
I know some who, I talked to a guy the other day. He's building a house. He's a president of a publicly traded company. He built
right.
a house 45 minutes away from his office, and I said, why are you moving that far away? You know, you're going to commute every day. He said, no, I'm going to work out of my house a lot.
Absolutely. And people are more understanding today, but it doesn't mean that Stella should be a nuisance to anybody I'm on the phone with. You know, now Jim's a little different. We, you know, we love the ambiance of live
exactly.
radio, adventure radio, as you call it.
Right.
But you know, it just goes to the point that my kids, after 17 years, have come to know that chaos in the background has to be curtailed, and that this is an office after all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, you know, it's dad works from home, and you know,
when I started my business, you and I started our small businesses the same year, and in '89, and I already had an office in the basement that I had built for myself when I built that house ten or more years earlier, and so my kids were little, they were preteens and at that time, and so. You know, I told them, I said, now if you want to come in my office during business hours, you come to the door and see if you can hear me talking.
Right.
And if you hear me talking, you don't knock, you don't come in. If you don't hear me talking, you can knock and come in, because this is a business. Inside these walls is a business. And it was so funny. I'd be on the phone, and I knew they were out there, and they'd be very, very quiet little mice outside the door, you know. And whenever I'd hang up the phone, I'd hear this little peck on the door, you know.
Right.
They learned that they had to respect what was going on inside those walls.
Well, I had a conversation with somebody yesterday who was saying, okay, you work from home, kids are not allowed in the office. You know, that's a distraction. I'm like, you know what? It's not to be draconian.
Oh, yeah.
It still is part of the home. But my kids know that if they hear me on the phone, they just walk in. If they need to, you know, the home office becomes a repository for office products. So they need to grab paper for the printer. If they need to grab some pens, if they need to grab tape, any sort of stuff.
It's like a little treasure trove for them, though, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, and I don't mind them coming in if they're silent when they walk in. Because, you know, wearing a headset, they don't know if I'm on the line or not, because I always just leave it on, you know, even between calls, because I often don't think about taking it off. But it's not that this is some sanctuary or some bastion that cannot be stormed by the mm-hmm. hordes. You know, if you're a quiet horde, you can come in. You know, if you're noisy and rampaging,
right,
then you know better. And so, you know, it's an evolution. And whether you're 20 years in or whether you're just starting out, you'll come to know the dynamics of the home office. And it's
but
and
don't
it's
you
all
think
good.
Don't you think the marketplace has become a kinder, gentler marketplace? I mean, even I'm not in my home anymore. I haven't been home based in years, in probably 17 years. But even now, I may be on the phone, and when my grandkids come in, my grandsons come into the office, they drop by the office, it's like, you know, it's like bedlam around here.
Right.
The noise level goes up, and whoever I'm talking to on the phone, I just say, well, they're my grandsons, and then we have a conversation about them. You know, the marketplace is a little less stuffy about those kinds of things, I think, than they used to be. And I think that's a good thing. Jeffrey, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I've got a Facebook question for you, and then you've got a couple of other things you want to talk about. We'll do that right after these messages. Folks, do you have your name on Facebook? We'll talk about that right after these messages. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. Here is Eric Clapton to take us out.
Down to the crossroads, down out on my knees. That's all I've ever for myself.
They ask me how I knew my true love was true.
That's Tony Williams, ladies and gentlemen, the lead singer for the Platters. Classic stuff from the Wayback Machine. That's good date. You young kids, that's good date music. Anyway, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back, folks. 23 after. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. My blog, my knowledge base, my newsletter, all that's there to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Jim Blassingame. And I've got, in a minute, I want to talk about Facebook. But, Jeffrey, we desperately need to know how to contact you, how to find you.
Smoke signals works, tin cans and a string, or you can just go to www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And have you posted anything about the Home Office Highway yet?
Well, if they go to Home Office Highway, they can find information about the tour that we're doing. We'll be leaving in mid-July and going for 2 weeks on the road, taking an RV and showing how
is this the third or fourth year?
Well, this is the third year of the formality of Home Office Highway, but it's the about 10th year that we've been taking summer vacations. You know, we're a road tripping family, so I've been taking summer vacations with broadband wireless as it's come around,
right,
and laptops.
You got 3G just about, at least 2G just about everywhere now.
Yeah, exactly, and I'm going to have to see some tickets. No, just kidding. That's
exactly
a commercial for
Verizon. So, So are you going to rent another motorhome?
We are doing we're moving up in the world. We're doing a 25-footer
Whoa.
This year. And, yeah, you know what? It's going to be a lot of fun, and we're going to show how it's done and more
people
than
are
anything.
People were having visions of the Las Vegas vacation. with Chevy Chase and that bunch.
Yeah, exactly.
in the station wagon. So anyway, we'll be telling you more about this, folks. This is Jeffrey taking his show on the road with the family, but operating his business with all the technology, all the capability, while they are on the road. Now, to some people, Jeffrey, this doesn't sound like a vacation.
Well, it's not intended to be. You know, the premise of Home Office Highway is this: that if you want to take more than a 1 week vacation, and if you're an entrepreneur, often work has to find its way into that.
You know, if you're self-employed, if you're a small business owner, and you know, when you take a nap, you're unemployed.
Right.
When you take a day off, you're unemployed.
Right.
Most of us, most people. Now, you know, some people have people working for you in the back, you know, back at the office, and they're keeping things going. Then that's great. But even so, an awful lot of the productivity of a small business lies dormant when you're not working.
Exactly. And so the premise is not how can I crank out more work while I'm on vacation. This is, as the premise says, where vocation meets vacation on the open road. So, you know, if you carry a BlackBerry, you tell me that you take a BlackBerry on a two-week vacation, you're
right.
not checking email
of
for
course.
Work. So this is taking a laptop, doing a little bit more, and because of my wacky circadian rhythm, I'm up early.
Every 17 years, he comes out, folks.
Exactly. I'm like the crickets or whatever they are. So you know, I do a little bit of work. I'm not looking to do 100%, but if I get 30 to 40% of my normal billings done during that time, I'm okay. Because if like you said, if you sleep, you're off the clock.
Even if you're not trying to produce anything new, starting new projects, you've at least got to move some things along. You at least have to stay connected so you can follow up, maybe make a conference call or something like that. And you know, and it's not a bad thing for kids to see that this is what's going on. This is real life. This is
right.
This is the way things are. And yeah, it'd be kind of cool to unplug for 2 weeks and not talk to anybody at all. But that's the rare. I don't know any small business owners who can actually do that.
Right.
100%. But
absolutely.
Jeff, and we'll be talking some more about Jeff, because what Jeff's doing here, folks, is a very interesting way to show people like me and you how the technology can be used on the road, and the truth is the technology you're going to be using. Folks, it's not infringing on his vacation.
Right.
It may actually be allowing him to take a vacation.
Right.
It's
a
liberating thing, isn't it, Jeffrey?
Yeah, it is, and it's all off-the-shelf stuff. We're not talking about whiz-bang, got to get an IT guy to set you up. I mean, this is all stuff
right.
that through your wireless provider and buying either a laptop or a netbook, you can handle all this stuff yourself,
mm-hmm.
and it's very easy. So it's not like I said, it's not like you got to engage IT or you got to put on your you know, propeller head stuff here.
Right.
I mean, it's really easy. And that's the point.
I want to change subjects for
sure.
a second and talk about Facebook. Last Friday night at midnight Eastern, Saturday morning, Facebook gave its members at that moment, from there forward, the ability to have their own URL, so to speak, on Facebook.
Their own username. Exactly.
Username. Okay. And so, for example, Facebook.com/Jeff Zabar or
right.
Chief Home Officer. And I was able to acquire Facebook.com/Jim Blassingame.
Right.
And only one per customer.
Right.
And so I want to encourage people to go and do that. And if you have a Facebook page, then there's should be a little prompt on the top there, Jeffrey, to tell you to do that, right?
Yeah, it tells you how to do that. And more to the point, you got to think about the brand that you want to do. Jeff Zabar and Jim Blassingame have brands, but if your brand is known as, you know, Main Street Flower Shop,
right.
you know, you want to think about whether you use that or whether you use your name.
Mm-hmm.
I use Facebook more for personal, so I got Jeff.Zabar. But if you
that's a good point. Now, see, when you bring this little window up, though, folks, it gives you all those options. John.Baker, John/Baker, whatever. But guess what? If you hit that little button for more, I think it's called, you can actually type in the name you would like.
Exactly.
So don't be restricted by what comes up in that first little window.
Absolutely.
So go, if you got Facebook, go get that. If you don't have Facebook, maybe this is a good time to get one. Hey, Jeffrey, give us the website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Good luck with Stella.
Wonderful.
Talk to you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. I will be, too. On the other side of these messages, I'm Jim Blasingame. Here are the Stones to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.